of, you know, who was responding to what. And I couldn't believe it, because Tucker Carlson was asking questions, and Mike Pence, he got stuck on Ukraine and sending them more arms, more and more equipment, and more money. And Tucker basically said, well, wait a minute, you got all this money going over there, but we've got cities in this country which are decaying right before our very eyes. And Mike Pence's response was breathtaking. It's unbelievable. So this is only about a minute or so, so give yourself a moment here to listen real close and see what you think about Mike Pence's future in politics.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. Have you? I know you're running for president. You are distressed.
You
are distressed that the Ukrainians don't have enough American tanks. Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States.
Right.
And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern. I'm running for president of the United States because I think this country's in a lot of trouble.
There it is. It's not his concern?
Wow.
That is just shocking.
That's a political suicide right there.
Yeah.
Now they'll have somebody walk that back. I can just about promise you.
But if you're sitting at 1% or whatever Mike Pence is, maybe 2 or 3% by now, when that soundbite gets out there, that to me doesn't sound like it's going to be attracting more conservative Republicans.
And you don't have to be a genius to be a political consultant that knows how to cut that that interview where the out cue is, it's just not my concern.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a layup. That's a layup. I mean, you and I cut interviews for a living, and we're pretty much experts at that. The fact is, you don't have to be an expert to be able to hear that and say, whoa, wait a minute. Let's do a redo. Let's get take two.
But he says that it's not his concern, but then he says this country's in a lot of trouble. Now, does he mean that, you know, and it goes all the way back to Eisenhower, you know, the military-industrial complex. Is that where Mike Pence is? Because the Republican Party is not there anymore. They've moved to the other side, and hey, let's not get into any more wars. It hasn't really gotten us any place.
That's incredible. That's incredible stuff. That really, honestly, is. I'm sure there'll be more fallout on that coming up. That's inevitable. I want you to hear Tom Cotton, and I think I've got time to get it in. Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas. He is. He was on Fox News Sunday, and he set the stage for a nasty conference committee battle with the Dems on the national defense bill. You know, that's where, you know, everybody gets raises and, you know, different stuff's in the defense bill. But I want you to hear this cut two. This is Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. Here he is.
I am bitterly disappointed that a bipartisan defense authorization bill is being caught up by political grandstanding amendments.
They are so obsessed with jamming their extreme right-wing ideology down the throats of the American people that extreme MAGA Republicans are willing to even detonate the ability of our military to do what it needs to do to keep us safe.
One of your fellow vets over in Congress, Seth Moulton, says essentially Republicans are using troops as political pawns. How do you respond?
Well, first off, it's rich to hear these Democrats complaining about a partisan defense bill, because this happened when Nancy Pelosi was the speaker as well. We worked it out. We worked it out every year for over 60 years to pass the defense bill. But it's Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin, the Democrats, who are politicizing the military. What the House has done is taken reasonable steps, supported by a large majority of Americans, to ensure that we're funding our troops and the weapons they need to keep our country safe, not paying for abortion tourism or sex change operation or diversity commissars, things that should not be happening in our military.
You know how this is going to land, though, in the Senate. So what happens? You all pass your version. It goes to conference. Do any of these amendments survive? Do they go away?
We'll see. The Senate may take up the defense bill this year or this week and next week. And if so, then we'll move on to what you said is a conference where the two chambers reconcile the differences. You never quite know how those are going to work out. I hope all these measures stay in there because, again, the military should not be paying for abortion tourism or diversity consultants or sex change operations. They should be buying the weapons that we need to defend our nation and to support our troops.
So let's talk about that, because Democrats and the left will say women who are serving in uniform, if they're stationed in an area where they cannot get an abortion, that the Pentagon should facilitate a way for them to get that abortion. Senator Tommy Tuberville has taken a lot of heat over this because he said, listen, I told the Pentagon I was going to do this if they made this move. He is now blocking hundreds of military promotions. Here's what the Secretary of Defense says about that.
This is a national security issue. It's a readiness issue, and we shouldn't kid ourselves. And I think any member of the Senate Armed Services Committee knows that.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, when he was asked about this, said, quote, I don't support putting a hold on military nominations. Do you?
Well, Shannon, if the Secretary of Defense and the President think that this is a readiness issue and they want to find the responsible party, they should look in the mirror. They're the ones who are violating the law and using taxpayer funds to pay for abortion tourism. Just let me give you an example of how extreme this policy is. A young airman at Little Rock Air Force Base could walk in and demand 3 weeks of uncharged paid leave and get travel and meals and lodging paid for to go get an elective abortion. Another airman could walk in and say, my mother or my father just unexpectedly died. Can I have leave to go to their funeral? That would be charged leave that comes out of their annual allotment, and they would get no expenses paid. I think most Americans agree that that is an insane policy. Again, the military should not be paying for abortion tourism.
That's Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream yesterday. Stay where you are. More from Donald Trump, talking about the legal problems that he has that seem to be helping, not hurting his campaign. Don't ask me to explain it, because I don't know the answer to that one. But the fact is, it is helping his campaign, not hurting it. We'll get to that, and we'll let you hear in his own words what he had to say yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Looks like there's a couple of freeway accidents working right now, so approach with caution on the Beltway 215 westbound at Flamingo. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Russell in front of Allegiant Stadium there. And that's causing some real slow flows, especially between Sunset and Tropicana on Interstate 15 northbound through there. Remember, that exit ramp on Interstate 15 north is closed at Frank Sinatra Drive, and also part of the Tropicana construction project. The Tropicana exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 south. Also watch for an accident at Atlantic at Sahara.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. In 10 innings, the Mets got by the Dodgers 2-1 in New York. Max Scherzer held the NOS leaders to a hit over seven shutout innings. LA's winning streak snapped at 6. The Astros beat the Angels 9-8 in Anaheim. Alex Bregman connected for a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth. In 12 innings, the Phillies beat the Padres 7-6. Kyle Schwarber hit his 25th homer of the season and ended the game with a 12th inning sac fly. In 10 innings, the Giants beat the Pirates 8-4. Michael Conforto and Patrick Bailey hit two-run doubles in a five-run 10th. The Giants extend their winning streak to 5-5. The Twins beat the A's 5-4. J.P. Sears had 7 strikeouts in the loss. He's winless in more than a month. Pacific Coast League, Oklahoma City 6-4 winners at Sacramento. Reno beat Vegas 6-4. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Changes at Fox tonight on cable news. We'll bring you the latest on that. On Maria Bartiromo, Sunday Morning Futures yesterday, the former president, Donald J. Trump, a hard-hitting interview. I mean, she does a good interview. It's not softballs. I mean, there was some difficult stuff there. One of the questions that Maria Bartiromo asked about are his legal problems actually hurting his campaign? The numbers tell you no, but this was the former president with Maria Bartiromo.
I want to ask you how this is affecting you running for president. I mean, is this affecting your campaign? Is this going to stop you?
I think it's probably so far helped my campaign because you see the numbers better than I do. And I've never had it. DeSanctimonious is a terrible candidate. And I think he's out. I'm leading the Republican Party by 40, 50, 60 points. Most of these guys are at 1, 2, and 3. He's now in the teens and I'm at 60 and 70. I think it probably, you know, there are those that say, help, because the people of the country are smart. This is the weaponization of government. Nobody thought it was possible. On nonsense, and you know what they did in Manhattan on a total nonsense case? They took, I was going to use a word called bull something, but I don't want to do that on your show because I don't want to offend anybody. But
thank
that's
you.
What it is, bull something. They took a top person in DOJ and put him in the Manhattan DA's office. And by the way, Manhattan DA, there's crime all over the city. They do nothing, murders, everything else. But they want to get Trump on something that isn't even a crime, that we didn't do and isn't a crime. They took a top DOJ person, put him in the Manhattan DA's office to run an investigation on me. They had Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz, one of her lawyers from a big Democrat law firm, go into the DA's office in New York to prosecute me. In other words, they made her lawyer into a prosecutor. The people of our country get it. As far as I'm concerned, I consider it a badge of honor. To be indicted I would consider a badge because I'm doing it for the country and I'm doing it for the people.
With all due respect, even, you know, your supporters say the only people who could take down Trump is Trump because he gives his detractors leverage on a silver platter.
Let me ask you this. What am I going to do? I get indicted on something that is ridiculous. I have to fight. Supposing I answered your question with tears pouring down my eyes and saying, oh, Maria, it's so sad. Look, I'm fighting for, I think, 225, 250 million people. I think that's the real number, okay? I'm fighting for a lot of people. That's much more important than me.
Meanwhile, Hunter Biden was charged with a misdemeanor. He'll avoid jail time.
Hunter Biden got a traffic ticket. Compare Hunter Biden to Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort was put in solitary confinement. They wanted to destroy him. All they wanted him to do was say something bad about me. This guy had tremendous courage. He said, I'm not going to lie. I can't say anything bad. Trump is a great president. He's a great president. I'm not going to do it. He went into solitary confinement over nothing compared to what Hunter Biden's done. You know, they gave him a little charge. What about all of these countries he dealt with? You know, I've been reading about people that are put in jail because they're dealing with all. This guy was on the board of Burisma. They were getting rid of prosecutors because they were going to be prosecuted. So Biden said, we're not giving you $1 billion unless you get rid of that prosecutor. And to show you how stupid, I mean, the guy said this publicly, and they got rid of the prosecutor. Marie, the point is this. Any other Republican that gets this position will be attacked the same way. These are fascists, they're communists, they're Marxists, they're radical left Democrats. They're sick people.
They are. And his numbers keep going up. They're not going down. They're going up. Coming up on the program, Gentleman Jim will be back with some changes at Fox in prime time. Yeah, this is going to be interesting stuff. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and Cooling.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
When you watch Fox News Channel, you see in what they call the lower third, there's a lower third box that has various changes, and they begin tonight. This has been speculated about for a couple of weeks. It's been confirmed for a couple of weeks, and it's interesting. There are going to be some changes at Fox News Channel, and it begins tonight. Jim, you've been following this. What you got?
Well, first up, it's the reshuffling of the deck chairs here a little bit, because there's only one real new addition to the lineup. But Laura Ingraham has been moved from 7 o'clock hour time. Now, I'll deal with hour times instead of confusing people with the Eastern time zone, because that's what affects you here. So Laura Ingraham has moved from 7 p.m. local time to 4 p.m. local time. She's going to be kicking off what they call the primetime lineup. And I didn't realize it, but she has been a top 10 show on cable news ever since the Laura Ingraham show became available. So she's moving to 4 o'clock. Jesse Waters, who, by the way, has been number one at the 4 o'clock p.m. hour here on the West Coast Pacific time for 18 months. He gets the promotion to take over for Tucker Carlson at 5 p.m. local time, 8 p.m. On the East Coast, and that is the prime time slot, and Jesse certainly deserves it. 6 o'clock, it's Hannity still. He's been in that.
He's not moved. He's not moved at all, right?
Right. He's staying in that same time slot. And by the way, Sean Hannity is the longest primetime cable host in American history, if you can imagine that. He's been holding down the fort. Remember, it was Hannity and Combs before it was just Hannity. And that dates all the way back to 1996 when the Fox News Channel came on the air. So Hannity stays right where he is. At 7 o'clock local time, it's going to be Gutfeld. So he was on at 8 o'clock previously, hour time. Now he moves up to 7 o'clock, and he writes his own material. he still considers himself a late-night talk host, but he's not affected by the writer strike, which is affecting the Steve Colberts and all the other guys, the Jimmy Fallons and those types of people. So Gutfeld moves up. And then Trace Gallagher has been awarded a show. He'll be on at 8 p.m. That is a new show on Fox. So Laura Ingraham at 4, Jesse Waters at 5, Hannity at 6, Gutfeld at 7, and Trace Gallagher at 8. That is your new primetime lineup on Fox News.
And am I right? They've lost a lot of audience losing Tucker Carlson, right?
They really have. There's been a lot of people that felt that they really didn't explain why they took him off the air and why they won't allow him to get out of his contract so he can go and do his own thing. Now, we played a clip a little while ago where he's doing these forums, and he goes on. He was already given a cease and desist letter, which apparently he's ignored because he's still out there, and he's on the Internet, and he's doing his thing. So it's not exactly 5 o'clock every night on Fox News where he can communicate, but he's still out there doing his thing. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people after the Tucker dismissal and some of the things that have been affecting a lot of the other hosts at Fox, they feel that I think in the 2020 election, Kevin, when Fox News was the first and the only to call Arizona the night of the election, a lot of people, they became disenchanted with Fox at that time. And then you fast forward to the Tucker firing, and that was the last straw for a lot of people. So it's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, Jesse is good. He deserves that time slot. But are the people going to be forgiving and actually tune in again? It's going to be an uphill battle.
Getting people to come back to you is always more difficult the second time.
No doubt.
Anyway, Donald Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, and it's her Sunday morning futures show. And I thought it was interesting. In fact, let's go to cut 5 real quick, see if we can get this in before the break, as he takes a swipe at Biden's weak leadership abroad and how other world leaders are noticing. They're taking notice. This is cut number 5. And this is Donald Trump yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
Communist China wants to become the number one superpower, overtaking the United States. We know this. What can be done about it? Give us your sense of the policy and the response that should be happening toward Communist China.
So I know President Xi better than I know you, which is pretty good.
Really?
Okay, yeah, I really think so. So I know him very well. I've dealt with him many times. He came at Mar-a-Lago, as you know. He stayed.
Well, he's not a friend of the United States, I don't think.
No. No. He doesn't hate the United States, but he loves China. He wants to take everything away from the United States. He wants to not destroy the United States. He just wants everything. You got to understand, this is a man who's at the top of his game. He's dealing with an incompetent person in Joe Biden. He's never seen anything like it. And I was very tough on China. I tariffed them to a level 25 and 50% everything. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars. By the way, the happiest person in the world was President Xi. And I got along with him great. But he is all for China. He doesn't care anything about our country. And I'll tell you this. He doesn't believe when he meets with Joe Biden. He thinks it's a joke. He can't believe he sees this guy. If you would see President Xi, you can't duplicate him in Hollywood. There's nobody in Hollywood could play the role. These people, these leaders, are at the top of their game. These are smart people, including Macron of France. I could go through the whole list of people, including Putin. Now, Putin's been wounded, probably. Let's see how it all turns out. You know, it's not over. I mean, one way or the other. But these people are sharp, tough, and generally vicious. They're vicious, and they're at the top of their game. We have a man that has no clue what's happening. It's the most dangerous time in the history of our country.
So what should be
Ukraine would have never happened if I was president. None of this stuff would have happened. you wouldn't have inflation, for one thing. But going back to that, Ukraine would have never happened. Taiwan, which will at some point happen under this group, would never have happened. You never heard these things being talked about. I knew about them because I'd be with President Xi. I'd talk, and he likes Taiwan a lot. And Putin liked Ukraine a lot. It was the apple of his eye. But he never made a move with me because he knew he couldn't do it.
That's Donald Trump yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, taking a swipe at Biden's weak leadership. There's just no comparison. You see the two together side by side.